T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Must be the money. It must be the money. It's always about the moolah, the bottom line. And the bottom line is George Kittle to sign a big-time deal. He got the money. That's right. He got the money. 5 years, $75 million. 40 guaranteed. 40 million guaranteed. He will be a Niner for the next 6 years. And by the way, don't forget to download the radio.com app and search 95.7 The Game. Add it to your favorites. Don't miss a second. Whether at home, in your car, or at work, use the rewind feature to catch any moments you missed from the last 24 hours, including Steiny advocating for George Kittle to get carries from the fullback position. Don't want to miss that. Also tell your smart speaker, hey Alexa, hey Google, play 95.7 The Game. So Kittle gets his money. He gets his money. And we're all trying to figure out, is he going to get 20 a year, 18 a year, 15 a year? He got his 15 a year. But I wonder, fellas, who's next? Because there's always somebody else. There's always somebody else. Fred Warner, former third-round pick. He's due for an extension after the season. Trent Williams will be an unrestricted free agent.
That's it for me. Yeah.
Nick Bosa in 2 years. You don't have to worry about that for another 2 years. Mike McGlinchey.
Super eager.
Mike McGlinchey, he's eligible after next season to get an extension. Do you rush that?
Hey, Goo, easy on Trent Williams. Let's see him play first.
Yeah, being an NFC East guy, I've seen him play, and I'm giving him the benefit of the – Well, he didn't play. Yeah, he was holding out. But on a good day, Steiny, I think he's got a lot to prove, and he smells some money, like Bonte mentioned. And what better way to come in and show your new team you are what you were? And I just think of what Bonte said in that Super Bowl, man. Kittle had to stay in and block, although he was open a few more times. But that won't happen if everything goes right, because you went out and got Trent Williams, and now you can stabilize that O-line, and now we can see more Kittle in the passer routes on the biggest games or the biggest game. So I'm excited, but if he is what he was, Steiny and Bonte, how do you let a guy like that walk, Bonte? Unless you say, you know what, we're going to go with these youngsters and the inexperience or find somebody cheaper. But Trent Williams on a good day, Steiny, he can be the best.
Yeah, I know he's excellent. Got to see him play.
Yeah, and he's going to cost a lot, too.
I mean, look,
he's going to cost a lot.
I'm not disagreeing with
you. If he's what he was, yeah.
I'm not disagreeing with you. In fact, if you're the 49ers, you have to pencil that extension into your spreadsheet.
You kind of knew it when you got him, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, unless he stinks up the joint.
Exactly.
I don't think he will.
Exactly. Yeah.
I got to ask you guys this one.
Uh-oh.
I'm looking at something here. By the way, a story we got to get into at the 1 o'clock hour.
Right,
you see, this, you see the Seahawks cut this rookie cornerback? Kima Silveran.
No.
I think that's his name. Kima Silveran.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. This week he was caught on video trying to sneak a female visitor into the team hotel.
That's a problem.
Seahawks cut him. The woman was wearing Seahawks gear in an attempt to disguise her as a player. It did not work out, according to Tom Pelissero of NFL Network. Wow.
Yeah, that's a hell of a way to lose a job, Steiny. I mean, come on.
Can't do it.
There's
mother.
It's funny, but it's kind of it's also serious,
right?
In terms of what's going on with COVID right now.
Yeah. No, you know what? You're right.
Yeah, that's not funny. So he loses his job.
I got to think he's going to get another look for some other teams that maybe, like, you know what, he's young. And hormones moving there all the way. You know, we'll give another shot.
We have
I'm not going to say anything further because I'll be in a meeting.
We have news here from Ian Rappaport. We're talking about George Kittle. Thanks, John. The Chiefs agreed to terms with tight end Travis Kelce on a four-year extension worth between $14 and $15 million in new money. Travis Kelce, four-year extension worth between $14 and $15 million per season.
So he's right there.
He's right there with George Kittle. And I think that's appropriate.
Yep.
Both of those guys deserve it. Clear cut, one or two. You could make the argument that George Kittle's the best or is the better overall tight end, but that is appropriate. Travis Kelce's just as deadly in the passing game.
Do you think those other callers would feel different now? They were saying, I wanted Kittle to get more money now when you look. Because we all know Kelce's a damn good tight end. But this was the going rate, and you still got the moniker of being the highest paid tight end in the game.
You know what? I'll give George Kittle now a B-plus for that deal.
Okay, wow.
Because he's still making top tight end money. I was on the fence last hour. Give George Kittle a B-plus now.
Although, in fairness, he set the market for Kelce, I'm sure.
Set the bar high.
I'm sure. And he's still the highest paid tight end. I'm talking about Kittle.
Yep.
After his deal. And, I mean, the reality of the situation, I mean, the thing that's most noteworthy to me is that he did shatter the tight end highest paid player, Henry, from the Chargers, who was making 10-6. I mean, to get 15 when the next highest guy is 10-6, or at least at that time was 10-6, that is the 49ers acknowledging you are more than a tight end. And that's why I think the number is fair. I mean, 50% higher than the next highest one. And I know Kelce, forget Kelce right now. I mean, that's a lot. That is a lot of money over Henry.
And so Bonte and Steiny,
I do think 18 to 20 would have been a little bit ridiculous the more I think about it.
And with what you just said, Steiny, I'm sorry to want to jump in, is that may be receiver money to Kittle. You know, the fact that, you know, he blew his opponent out the water in regard to the next contract, Bonte, that may be wide receiver money to him, the fact that they, you know, he was that far ahead.
Right.
So, kudos.
No, kudos to them. 888-957-9570. What grade would you put on this deal? Would you take a wide receiver? Which one of these wide receivers, when you talk about the top 12 in terms of annual average per year, would you take over George Kittle? And what does this really mean to 49er fans? Because we're talking about it just in the Bay Area, George Kittle being the face of the 49ers. But where is he at when it comes to, like, the Bay Area? The entire Bay Area. Like, when you think about the stars out here, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson. Who else? Who else? Matt Chapman, Matt Olson from the Giants? I mean, wow, Ramon Laureano.
Yeah.
Throw him in there. Why not? Throw him in there.
What about
Bosa?
Posey? I know he's not
Bosa.
Playing.
Oh, that star has faded.
Yeah, it's expiring. Or it may have expired. You know what I mean?
I don't think there's anybody from the Giants right now.
No, like, you're not. You're right. You're right. Not being cruel either, Bonte.
Right.
It's just I'm going Prince Rogers Nelson. It's just a sign of the times. They don't have anybody worthy right now making that list. And if you want to go yes, then we can say that's been a short sample size. He's on the track, you would think. But, yeah, that just lets you know how bad it is in regard to young stars for the Giants. Steiny,
hey,
there's nobody on that team.
What's Zach Ertz's contract situation?
Well, they say he has 2 years left, and
okay.
Now he's about to start digging
right,
in.
Chirping.
He's
Give
about to
buddy.
Start chirping. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, here's some details of Travis Kelce's deal. More than $14 million per year on average, with just under $25 million in guarantees.
Oh, yeah, Kittle won, man.
With 2 years left on previous deal, Kelce gets security to finish out his story career. Wow. So Kittle shatters it when it comes to guarantees. Yeah. Kittle could get up to $40 million in guarantees. Travis Kelce, just under $25 million. Wow. It's a little surprising.
A little bit, yeah. I wonder really how closely those two were tied. The agents talk to each other, if they're tight with each other.
Do they do that, Steiny?
agents talk to each other about their clients?
I think so. That's a good question. I would assume so. I would assume so, especially when there's not really a conflict of interest. There's no like if Kelsey's got his own agent and Kittle's got his own agent. Mm-hmm. No, I think it's totally fine, and I'm sure they would talk and say, well, you know, what are you thinking? And it does sound to me like Kittle was the one who was out front first, meaning when he said he wanted to get paid like a player, not a tight end, I guarantee you at that point the two agents, and I'm talking about the one for Kelsey, talked, and that Kelsey's agent probably said, go for it.
Right.
You know, go for it, and I'll be right on your heels. So,
and there's no aspect of, because earlier before the show started when we got the numbers, I was like, well, maybe Kittle did take a hometown discount, but Bonta and Steiny, just hearing these numbers come out from that Kelsey deal, you know, how far he went over the next closest tight end receiver, he's popping some bubbly or he's at practice feeling real good and he's feeling like he didn't take any type of discount.
Yeah, no, I don't – The more
that's
I think
win.
About it, I just think it's a very fair contract. Everybody got what they wanted.
No doubt. Mm. Now what does it mean for him? Now he doesn't have to worry about that number going into
getting
training
hurt.
Camp, getting hurt, not getting that money. And the Niners can now look forward and move ahead here. There's some cuts, though, I want to play from Adam Kaplan and the Professor John Clayton. Let's start with Kaplan here on the uncertainty, I believe. Here's a cut from Kaplan. He joined the morning show today, Ryan Covey, Roxy Bernstein, and Lo Neal. Here's Adam Kaplan on how the give back affected this deal.
Each NFL contract has it. The big ones do, especially. So what happens is the club says, okay, if you want to get paid $15 million a year, which you really don't want to do, you need to give us something back. So you saw Austin Hooper got a four-year deal. We're not doing it 4 years at $15 million. You got to give us 5 years, and we'll give you your $15 million. That was the difference between what was out there. Because remember, Kittle is not a free agent. This is the final year of his deal. And not only could they tag him next year, they had two tags at their disposal. They could have done it for the future 2 years and got an incredible bargain, but it'd be such disrespect to a player that they hold in such high regard, who they absolutely love. And let's not forget, Kittle's had an injury history. They didn't have to do this deal. They didn't have to do anything. So you got to give Jed York and John Lynch and Prague Marate credit here.
Our guy Adam Kaplan, Radio.com insider, saying the Niners didn't have to do this, but it would have been a disrespect to George Kittle.
Yeah, sometimes, you know what, sometimes you don't really have to overthink something. And the choices they had were let him play out the last year. Well, honestly, why would you ask him to do that when you know you want him and he wants to be here? So, you know, that
plus he
that
would be taking a chance, Steiny, with his career, something you don't want to think this way. But when you get to be an adult, you do the worst case scenario. If something were to happen and he were to tear his knee up and, you know, there would be no security. So to me, that would have been, you know, kind of not cheap, but like, come on, man, if this is perfect, the closest thing to perfect, don't have me do that. And now he's taking the field, taking care of Bonta, knowing there's no, even worst case scenario, he's got the Geico.
Yeah, he does have the Geico. Here's another cut. I think it's on the uncertainty of the salary cap. It cuts off here, but here's Adam Kaplan says something on the uncertainty with the salary cap, I believe.
The cap floor next year, it could drop to $175 million. That's the lowest it'll be, which would be a drop of over $15 million. Actually, well below that. You're talking about $25 million. That's why, obviously, from Kittle's point of view, you have interest in getting this deal done now. And from a Niners standpoint, you also want to get a deal done because you have other players you have to take a look at for not only this year, for what's remaining of it, also for next year, because you just don't know what the cap's going to look like. And that's why we're not seeing a ton of extensions done. We saw Joey Bosa's deal, which was historic. Armstead's deal, by the way, he's up for renewal, and a couple other guys for next season.
So the Niners do have to take care of a lot of other guys. I wonder who's going to be on that pecking order.
Armstead.
Just start with he just signed a new deal.
Yeah.
You know, I think Armstead should be happy with what he got. He may him Teron Armstead. maybe Kaplan, because Armstead just signed a new deal. Kaplan's usually on the money, but Trent Williams, you know, Fred Warner, Nick Bosa, Mike McGlinchey, and then the entire secondary, fellas. Sherman's going to be a free agent. Tukwoski Tart, Kaywan Williams, Akello Witherspoon. So the Niners have a lot of work ahead of them. Here's the Professor John Clayton. John Clayton kind of play devil's advocate here when it came to the Kittle contract. Let's hear from John Clayton, who joined Roxy, Covey, and Lowe.
You kind of got the feeling yesterday when some numbers started to come out that this thing was going to get done. I thought maybe it was going to be in the 13 range. 15 a million a year is very fair. Again, the guarantee right on point, because normally a guarantee is going to be two times the average. So a good deal. Now the key is to find out what next year's cap number is going to be, because just like you talked about a little bit, the Rams went through, well, the 49ers are going to go through the same thing. And it's not because they overspent on contracts. It's because the cap is going to go down maybe $20 to $23 million. And this team has 20-some-plus free agents that are going to be up. And so it's going to be a real tough one to see, because this deal certainly now puts them over next year's cap. But they'll have to make some adjustments to get some things done. But Prague, who does the contracts, does a very good job. But it's not going to be easy keeping the team together.
Wow. A lot of decisions coming up.
I mean, how many years out do you really look, I wonder, or the 49ers, in terms of, you know, they have to what did he say, make some moves. Or,
right, restructure some deals.
They got some work to do, right. let's put it that way. Well, I mean, it kind of feels like that's a lot of the stuff just figures itself out. You know, maybe a guy you're talking about paying right now,
right,
or down the line, by that time, he's not worth what you thought you would have to pay him. Or maybe you just a player runs his course with the team. You know, look at a guy like Sherman. I mean, maybe they just say, thanks, Richard. Really appreciate it after next year.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bill Walsh. Yep.
Bye-bye. D Ford was speaking to the press today, and, you know, D Ford said that his knee is feeling really, really good. He believes that the 49er fans didn't get to see the real D Ford in 2019, and that's what his goal is this season. He wants to participate in all 11-on-11 drills during training camp. Also spoke about Javon Kinlaw, very big dude. Reminded him a lot of Nick Bosa in his rookie year. Doesn't say much. Just wants to be a sponge in meetings and at practice. But D Ford, you know, John Clayton talking about what they're going to have to do next year. D Ford is a name, and as well as Jimmy Garoppolo are guys who a lot of people are talking about when it comes to contract or restructuring their contracts, or whether or not they're going to be Niners after next season. You got to think that D Ford is going to have to restructure his deal after next season, him and Armstead for that matter.
And it's funny you bring him up, Stoney, because he talked about, Bonte asked you, how many years do you look ahead? Or you brought that up, and it's like the Chiefs looked ahead and felt like he couldn't stay healthy. Niners got him.
Right.
It sounded good. It looked good. But at the end of the day, Kansas City was right. And I love the report, how you feel, but talk to me in week five, you know, if you can go.
Right.
But that injury report, but it's decisions like that. And D Ford, the not knowing that you can count on him, is why Kansas City went a different direction. And now the Niners, you know, they're going to have to answer that question.
And Steiny, I wonder, like, whether it's NBA teams, MLB teams, and NFL teams, they probably have like a five-year chart, right? Everybody's contract up, what the team could look like, all their picks in the next 5 to 10 years. You've got to be looking ahead, like, at least 3 to 5 years, right?
Yeah, that's kind of what I would be thinking. I mean, I guess the way you do it is, yeah, you have the years lined up on a huge spreadsheet, and now Kittle, who's got a 5-year deal, you know, he's got the longest, like, he's right now going to be, what am I trying to say here? He's got the longest contract ahead of him, right?
Right.
I mean, it goes through 20, 24, 25. There's no other player on the team that goes that far at this point, I don't think, out that far in terms of his contract value. So, you know, the injury thing I think is interesting that Goo brought up. And, you know, I thought of a guy when Goo said, you know, it feels like the Chiefs maybe knew that D Ford couldn't stay healthy. And I keep coming back to, I wonder if the Giants knew or thought they knew that Bumgarner is nearing his end. Of course, he's on the injured list right now. But,
right.
You know, can you imagine if this is Bumgarner?
Oh.
I mean, I don't I don't think it's going to be, but right. Yikes. I mean, not quite.
Farhan
Barry
would be
Zito.
Catching hell. He would be right. Catching hell.
It
he would be catching hell right now.
And it would have contradicted everything Farhan and the Giants were talking about with this new philosophy and their forward plan about not signing guys'
great
loyalty
point.
Contracts. That would have been a loyalty contract.
Wow,
it would have been.
Man.
I mean,
well, how about this?
Bumgarner's not. You see his average fastball, 86.7 miles,
and
per
he
hour.
Has back spasms. I wanted to call Arizona, like, oh, that's it. You're bad. You got. You're but that ain't it. You know what I'm saying? Man, your heyday is over, and the Giants could have gave him some chicken for nothing.
How about this? I wonder. And I'm not saying it was the reason or played into anything. When do you think Farhan knew he was going to hire Kapler? Because remember, we all knew it was Bochy's last year. So, in theory, he might have known during last season, right? Especially if it was kind of his buddy.
Well,
so
he was going to fire him?
Yeah, well, Philly had to fire Gabe, too. He wasn't
that's
available.
True.
Well, yeah.
That's true.
But you know when you're getting let go.
I'm getting at even more is, you know who I could see really, really not getting strange. Along? Bumgarner with Kapler.
Yeah.
That I could
blow
you imagine
up, a public blow up.
Could you imagine right. Kapler coming out to get the ball from Bumgarner after 80 pitches?
Oh brother.
Oh man.
It would have been know, I mean we would have loved it. Yeah.
You know,
we would have ate it up.
Absolutely right. It's a philosophy thing.
Yep.
No doubt. And you know what? Now you can almost look back. They were never going to re-sign Bumgarner.
No.
Unless it was just an incredibly friendly deal.
No. And you know what?
Well, see you later.
When the Giants, I think Farhan would have moved Bumgarner if they didn't have that run in June and July.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't think they would have got much for it, and Farhan would have taken the heat. But I think they would have been able to convince Larry Bear or Bruce Bochy, hey, look, man, we're out of it. We're out of it. Let's just get anything for him, not just a comp pick. Let's really dangle Madison Bumgarner to one of these teams that are going to play in the postseason.
Desperate, yeah.
That are desperate, and you know, and you could have sold. Look what he's done in the playoffs, 2014 and 2016. Look at what he's done. Come on, that run really, I think, skewed everything down there at Willie Mays Plaza.
Wow.
And so, yes, if he Bumgarner, man, like. Gosh, it just looks bad. It looks bad. Yeah. But to answer your original question, Steiny, I think they knew Kapler was going to be the manager about a month before they officially announced it. Because there were some feelers put out there by, I don't remember if it was the Giants Twitter account, but they were like, hey, what do you think about Jordan? Like, people were putting out there, Gabe Kapler.
Oh, I remember
and the
that.
And the fan base was like, what? Don't you dare hire that guy. But I think they knew about
hired.
A month out, and they let all the noise subside a bit, and they said, you know what, we're just going to do it. We know what we got to do. Let's get our – and I think they had a plan for that presser when they introduced Gabe Kapler to the Bay Area media. I think they knew about a month ahead of time.
Yeah, you're probably right. But it did seem to me like, you know, as the Phillies were stumbling toward the finish, everybody kind of knew Kapler was gone in Philly.
Yeah, that's true. That's
or got, maybe it was more like he got run out of town.
I wonder if that happened last summer when the Phillies came to town and the Phillies looked awful. It was a four-game series. They lost 3 of 4. They could have got swept. I don't remember. I don't have a memory like John Dickinson. But maybe they talked when they were in San Francisco, had lunch, had dinner. It maybe talked about their futures together.
Moonlighting, Vontae?
Maybe.
Moonlighting?
You're up to, I mean.
Sybil Shepherd.
I'm interested, Steiny. When you're covering the Warriors and Goo, maybe you know something. Have you heard of a situation like that where a team knew that's going to be our guy next year? What you guys think about that coming up here on 95.7?
I have a quick answer, but I'll give it more thought.
Yeah. Give it more thought, Steiny. Because I'm interested
stay tuned.
With that. Plus, let's talk
about my list of lefties, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll do that at 1 o'clock.
Don't forget that today.
We'll do that at 1 o'clock. We'll have some fun with that. That's all coming up here. Plus, more of your phone calls. 888-957-9570. George Kittle gets his big payday. 5 years, $75 million with 40 guaranteed. 888-957-9570. What's your thoughts on that? Plus, we'll talk some NBA playoff talk. We got some matchups here. Houston, OKC, Clippers in Dallas. What's your favorite playoff matchup? Want to get your thoughts on that. That's all sponsored by AAA Northern California, Nevada, and Utah.
Now back to Vontae, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Download the Radio.com app and search 95.7 The Game. Add it to your favorites. And don't miss a second, whether you're at home, in your car, or at work. Use the Rewind feature to catch any moments you missed from the last 24 hours, including Steiny's fullback call about George Kittle. Don't want to miss that. Big-time proclamation.
No, don't.
Also, tell your smart speaker, hey Alexa, or hey Google, play 95.7 The Game.
More specifically,
play BS&G.
Let me tell you what you do. Use the rewind feature on the app to go back to the interview with Brian Baldinger at 10:30, where he was just spilling knowledge.
Especially about
hit that rewind.
Especially about Shark Week, right?
It's Shark Week. It's time to eat.
You know what's funny is I asked Kyle, I was like, what station is that Shark Week on? And he goes, Discovery. Like, is that common knowledge?
Should be. It's been on there forever.
Yeah.
Usually the National Geographic.
Back to the 90s.
You know, all that stuff.
What? Is this year's Shark Week any different than Shark Week's past?
Yeah, Mike Tyson's going to fight a shark. Footage.
Yeah, Mike Tyson's on there. Yeah. Isn't there another celebrity, too?
I broke my back.
It's
spinal.
I wanted to say Will Smith, I think, is on Shark Week this year. I could be wrong.
All right. Okay.
My favorite is the year they were like, Michael Phelps is going to race a great white shark. And it was just him swimming against like a
virtual
CGI
shark,
image
right?
of a shark.
Yeah.
That's a problem. Come swimming on. As fast as a
Get
shark.
Out of here.
Super lame.
Yeah.
So I'm down on Mike Tyson boxing a shark. Sharks don't even have fists.
What about
they pushed that fight back?
Yeah, no, November 12th.
Roy Jones.
November 12th.
I hope that means it ain't gonna happen, Monte. Don't hold your breath.
I think it's gonna happen. It better happen.
He's gotta fight a shark first. Give the guy a break.
Yeah. All right.
Travis Kelce, the numbers are in from Adam Schefter. 4 years, $57.25 million. Includes $28 million in guarantees. So George Kittle wins the day for the tight end position. 5 years, $75 million, $40 million guaranteed. Joe Corey, by the way, will join us tomorrow at 11:30 from CBS Sports. He knows the cap inside and out. He'll break down George Kittle's deal, as I'm sure more details will come out about this contract per year, all the bonuses, all the special clauses, all that stuff. Joe Corey will join us at 11:30 tomorrow. By the way, basketball. Clippers Nuggets last night. Clippers lock up the 2 seed. We see some matchups here. Now we got this 8th and 9th seed play-in game in the Western Conference, and I'm so confused. If Portland, I think, beats Brooklyn, they're in.
I texted you the other day, yeah.
Memphis, I think if they win, they're in. Spurs, the Suns are in if they win and Memphis or Portland loses. And the Spurs are in. They need to win, and they need two of the three teams to lose.
Yeah, Spurs are in trouble.
Memphis, Portland, or Phoenix.
Yeah, Spurs are in trouble, Steiner. You're right. Because Phoenix is about to play Dallas. And Dallas is going to sit everybody. Phoenix wins. Memphis loses. Then Phoenix would play Portland in the play-in game Saturday.
Look at cool.
Well, a couple interesting things. If the Spurs miss the playoffs, it'll be the first time in 22 years.
I know. How crazy is
that?
That
is incredible.
Wow.
Think about
man.
It.
How wild is that?
That is incredible.
That's unbelievable.
That's
really.
Wild.
Yeah, it is. Portland at Brooklyn. I can't imagine – Portland's losing.
No, they're
yeah.
But you know what?
No
Brooklyn
way.
Plays hard, man. Brooklyn plays hard.
They do.
Portland is porous on
but
defense.
But after Portland pulled that game from Dallas out of the jaws of defeat, you can't lose to Brooklyn, right, Steiny?
And Dallas, I don't think has any incentive to beat Phoenix.
No, they're probably going to sit everybody down.
Right, they're already locked in, I believe, to play the Clippers in the first round.
Well, and then so basically, if Memphis and Portland win, those are the two teams.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Memphis is playing.
So,
Milwaukee.
Yeah, Phoenix needs Memphis to lose.
Correct.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And the, I tell you
what. No Giannis.
That's right. I forgot about that. You're
what
right.
What about that headbutt? Now, he might have got a little more than that one game out there.
He might have if it weren't the last game of the year.
Right.
I bet you had two more games, he would have gotten suspended two games.
And if the player wasn't Mo Wagner, he probably would have got popped for five.
Exactly.
But the NBA is like, Mo Wagner, please. Who cares?
Exactly.
That's terrible.
By the way, it's so funny.
Accurate.
One of the big things we talked about when they let those extra teams in. They're doing it for Zion and the Pelicans. Zion, he's fat.
I'm worried about him going forward, man. I'm I'm worried about him going forward. That's how bad it was.
Does he still have a leg injury?
Well, he said today he's got to get his body in shape. And you could tell he was really sensitive about it because they were like, well, what are you going to do that? And he's like, I'll ask the people I trust. I'm going to work with the coaches and the conditioning.
All that gumbo.
Taco Bell.
So damn good. Isn't that fattening? Well, it's got rice, I guess.
Yeah, right? It's got gravy, rice.
Shrimp, gumbo.
I don't like my meat in water. I ain't a big soup guy. You know what I mean?
You're not a gumbo guy?
Give me the meat dry.
Oh, my
Lord. My wife makes it. Oh, that's
my
a problem.
Lord. Gumbo's great.
I love gumbo.
Oh my Lord. Yeah. Mom, that's the.
I just don't like my meat in water.
That's the Christmas Day special. Are you kidding me?
Is it really? Shrimp? She can make some good gumbo.
Crab. My mom, I don't know the holidays without gumbo. I don't know it. Maybe that's, you know. I haven't had any.
Now, I do eat chitlins, though. I do eat chitlins.
Oh, you should have said that's TMA. Christmas, that's TMI. Once I got old enough to tell my grandmother and mom no, chitlins,
no. Have you had chitterlings, Steidy? Have you ever had chitlins?
No, I haven't.
Oh, man.
You got to come over.
There's some of those foods. What are, like, what they.
It's the pig intestines.
Traditional black foods.
Pig guts. Black eyed peas.
I'm out on those. I've had those.
So overrated. Greens. How about greens?
What time? I can't stand collard greens.
What?
Neck bones?
Oh, my Lord. Collard greens are. That is, you got to have collard greens with the dressing.
Some Louisiana hot sauce, Monte.
But the chitlins, guru. Once I turned 10 and I was able, like, I would, like, sneak and, like, throw it away. Are you done with your dinner, Bonte? Yeah, I am. And I always had a newspaper. So when they allowed me, my grandma was like, hey, you're all punishment. I don't know how you're going to watch sports. I started reading newspapers. I would take the news section or the business section, and that would be where I dumped the chitlins and throw it away.
You can remember like it's
absolutely.
Yesterday.
Absolutely. Chitlins are disgusting.
Me and Norm, get out our way. Red buckets. Steiny. We watching New Year's Eve college football games all day eating chitlins.
Dude, chitlins smell so bad.
What are chitlins, actually?
It's pig intestines. Pig guts.
But, Steiny, they're good.
Did you know that, Kyle?
Did you know that, Kyle?
I'm out on that.
Kyle's bad. I didn't.
Chitlins, Steiny.
Kyle said I'm out.
They will stink up the block.
No, I mean, but they're worth it, Bonte.
I'm sure it's pretty good,
dude, when your parents are like, they're washing it in the kitchen in the red bucket, you're like, oh, it smells so bad. Can I go play outside? Oh, man, I never want to see chitlins ever again.
What about pig's feet, guys? Pig's feet.
I'm out on that. That's automatic high blood pressure.
Man, I'm so out on that. Let's get back to the Niners with Antonio for a second, and we'll get back to the NBA
back
as
to
well.
The Niners.
Antonio in Oakland, I know you're jacked up about George Kittle.
Oh, heck yeah, man. He has the most receiving yards for his first 3 seasons in NFL history of any tight end ever. First in catches.
Antonio.
He was the best blocker.
I can't help it, but I got to ask you. You're in or out on chitlins?
Who?
Chitlins. Chitterlings. Whatever they call them.
Oh, chitlins are food? Man, I don't like it.
I think he's gone. That's it. He hung up the phone on us.
Johnny the Gout Man just texted us. He loves us. He said he's in on chitlins. gumbo too, Bonte. I'll pass that along.
Yeah, I've been called a picky eater.
Yeah, right.
I have.
I bet, Steiny. I got you.
Wow. I could see that.
Now I'm out on potlucks. You know how I feel about potlucks.
Oh, I do. That was, by the way, one of your greatest gripes of all time.
I missed that one. You don't like potlucks?
Phenomenal.
Yeah. Why don't you like potlucks?
Had a coworker hate on somebody else's food and how they prepped it. Then it had me thinking, who's watching you? You know what I mean? I'm out on it all. Right.
He's talking about how everybody at the potluck party is talking about everybody else's food and how lousy it was.
And how you can only bring that much.
That's why I always nominate myself to bring the sodas or the chips. It's the safest
the store
bet
stuff,
for a
huh?
potluck.
The store
it's
stuff.
It's the safest
huh?
bet. It's the safest bet. Do not make anything. The Sacramento Kings are rolling right now, beating the LA Lakers. You're talking about Zion.
Game that means nothing.
Absolutely
They've been
nothing.
Disappointed, man. And they were one of the hottest teams, Sac. I'm worried about Luke and Vlade. They may make a change, man.
Well, Luke, you got to think he's got some.
No, they won't.
Leeway.
They're not going to, actually. Sam Amick reported earlier today, Goo, that they're going to retain Divots. I know, man.
How do you miss on Luka and keep your Bonte? How do you – who's ever missed that bad and brought a team back to prominence? If that's going to haunt his tenure. Me and his dad didn't get along. What?
If I'm not mistaken, didn't Luka say he would hold out if he got drafted by the Kings?
I don't know if he went that far. He might have, but I know that Bagley said he was all into Sacramento. Wow. Because Bagley just wanted to get drafted as high as
he
could.
He's good. He just can't stay. Best ability is availability, man.
Yeah. Hey, National Left-Handers Day.
Oh, man.
Do it at 1 o'clock, Steiny.
Okay.
Do it at
1
o'clock,
Steiny. I was reaching for my folder.
I got my NBA starting five, and I've only got four that I really like.
Let's get some clarification here because listeners could come in on this 888-957-9570. Are you going NBA starting five? Are you going top five NFL lefties? Are you going MLB top left-handers? How are we doing this here?
I went all of them, Steiny. I went top five all sports.
Obviously, in football, I think it's got to be a quarterback.
Right.
Yeah,
right?
I got two.
So football, let's go top three left-handed quarterbacks.
Okay.
Top
three.
Right.
Okay. And then I got five. I can probably come up with five for basketball, obviously.
Yep. I got baseball.
Left-handed hitters. I could certainly do it. But if you go way, way back, it might be true. Was Babe Ruth lefty or righty?
Yep.
He's a righty,
he was lefty.
I thought he was a righty.
He was lefty.
Was he a lefty?
No, you guys are making my point, though.
Yeah. Lefty, when he called his shot, he was lefty.
I thought he was a righty. When he made the call,
take him off the list.
All right. Yeah, Stabate could do a lap with that one.
Yeah, let me take a lap. Damn, I forgot what Babe Ruth. Yeah, jeez. That is terrible by me. Babe Ruth and lefty.
I'm all happy, too. Dude. I'm happy you messed up.
Yeah, I know. You always
get ready for tomorrow.
By the way, our guy Burke asked about Jock Brady today. That will be tomorrow at 1
o'clock. We didn't tell you what happened. Jock Brady at 1 o'clock. Me and Butcher.
Jock Brady at 1 o'clock.
That's right.
Yeah, it was an easy win. Butcher was in it, but Butcher, take a guess. Bonte. Yeah, I would have texted you had I got the W.
He's like the Spurs right now.
Steiny. Last week,
I had a little run, and
I just coasted.
Back.
You know, I sat Did back you? For the first couple rounds, and then boom, it was over.
And you know what's happening? He's in studio now, so there is no delay.
Oh no!
Oh, he went on a run.
That's right.
Like, I gotta just yell my name soon as Whitey start talking, even if I don't know it. Because he was
You know what? My guys here, for the first time in their lives, had my back. And I'm talking about Joe Spinotti and Kyle Madsen. Wow. Usually it's Bonte against the world here
I
on the
show. I love
this
passion.
But Spinotti was saying, hey, you know what? You've been working with the handicap throughout Jock Brady. Because we could see you on Zoom. We could see you on Zoom that you are on a delay. So thank you, Joe Spinotti and Kyle Madsen, for that. Thank you very much.
We got our work cut out for us tomorrow, Steiny.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean –
Let's change the subject.
Back to the Niners.
I just wanted our listeners look forward to Jock Brady. Just wanted to let them know tomorrow, 1 o'clock, with the great Whitey Gleason as our host. Jock Brady.
Working on the questions as we speak.
Probably already got him done. It's already got him done. It's already finished. Yeah, Spinotti and Kyle Batchett got the email already. So whenever you want to let us know about the categories, let us know. Guru could do some homework here.
I overthink them. I don't want to know them.
National Left-Handers Day. Is anybody going to put Ned Flanders on their list? Ned Flanders.
I'm going to say
joking.
No. Yeah,
I didn't even know he was not left-handed.
Yeah, he had a left-handed store. Remember that? Homer Simpson could not stand it. The left-handed store. Everything.
I hated that. I never watched. I watched like two episodes of The Simpsons.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Come on.
That's a problem.
You are a little older than me.
Stop.
Hey, by the way, it's funny. I was bouncing around Twitter at the break, and Mike Silver of NFL.com, I didn't realize that last year he'd written that the Eagles had talked to Zach Ertz about a contract extension, and he didn't want one. And we're talking about Zach Ertz because George Kittle, obviously a 5-year, $75 million extension from the Niners, and Travis Kelce just got something very, very similar. But I'll bet you Zach Ertz may talk extension next year.
Oh, he may start talking about it right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
He may start talking about it right now. By the way, Guru's boy Dez Bryant has just tweeted out because a lot of people are texting
me about
this.
Let me guess, he's ready.
I literally just received some great news. I'm thankful.
What? That's like a Facebook post. Oh, somebody's tell us what it is if you're going to
go. What happened?
What
did he do?
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Well, what is it?
That's the whole
I have no idea what it is.
You got to think he's got a job, but if you're not going to tell us, don't post it.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would agree
with
that.
You know how that is, Vontae? You see those posts. Oh, my God, pray for me. What happened?
Like, yeah, don't just put that out there. Let us know. Let us know.
I'm nosy. I'm nosy by nature. Come on.
NBA, real quick, before we get to National Left Handers Day and our top five, starting five when it comes to lefties, and the NFL, top three quarterbacks when it comes to lefties. And then, of course, Major League Baseball, left-handed batters or left-handed throwers, whatever you want to do. NBA, what matchups intrigue you the most in the first round of the playoffs?
Well, I mean,
boy, that's a great question.
It's
all right. It's all right. I mean, come on. I love to pat myself on the back, but even I got to say that.
Shout out to Tim.
You know,
I miss Tim. Yeah.
Pipe down,
I mean,
Tim.
It's kind of the obvious one, but I don't think I'm searching. If Portland gets that eight spot.
Go ahead, man.
I mean, the Lakers-Portland, that's going to be a fun series to watch. Let's just put it that way. I'm not going to say Portland's going to beat them. I'm not even going to say Portland's going to push them to seven. But, man, that's a series. I don't know what's going to happen in that series. Like,
okay.
I could see the Lakers having some trouble with Portland.
Yeah.
But I could also see the Lakers, just their size and the fact that they're – it's
right.
Really – you know, Nurkic is going to be such a big part because it's almost like you go to the playground – and the best two players on one team are big guys, and the best two players on the other team are little guys. And so, you know, Nurkic has to be some kind of factor. You know, he's got to be half decent, I think.
Yeah, and Dame, the culture wants to see Dame in the playoffs with this opportunity. But mine is Chris Paul, James Harden, and Russell Westbrook. You know, they got some history, and I'm just curious to see. I don't think Harden can afford, fellas, more so than Russell, to lose to the Thunder in the first round, Bonte.
Ooh.
So there's some pressure on him. And Russell Westbrook all of a sudden sums up with his quad. D'Antoni said, we'll know next week. That doesn't bode well because I'm telling you, the Thunder are long. They're athletic. So I'm looking at James Harden like, dude, you've had some mishaps, quote unquote, but if you lose to Chris Paul and this Thunder team who we thought he was going to get a buyout, I said they are the worst. And Bonte, you were like, watch out for him. Thunder, I mean, look at their coach. I got to apologize to him. He's
Billy
got
Donovan.
Something going.
Yeah,
man,
Donovan.
I thought he was like, go back to college ranks.
You know
but
what?
That's intriguing to me, that one.
Yeah,
Chris Paul.
Dude, I liked Houston early on in the bubble. The Westbrook injury concerns me.
Man,
and against OKC, where Chris Paul is ready for a little payback. He's ready for a little
wouldn't
payback.
James Brown,
oh,
the
man.
Big
that be
James Harden gets
that
eliminated in the first
something.
Round.
Oh,
oh
my God.
Man.
I think I'm going to root. You know what? I actually like
Uh-oh.
James Harden.
Go, yeah, but you
and
said
you know what?
Root
I like
study.
Westbrook, too. I mean, I think they're both – I think Westbrook's more flawed than Harden. I think Harden's great. I mean, I really do. I think he's one of a kind. But I would like to see Oklahoma City win that series just because, man, have they had a hell of a year. And
nobody gave him a chance,
Steiny. And I like
Steiny.
Chris Paul. I like Chris Paul, too.
The new Chris Paul. He's playing, man.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Steven Adams.
Man.
You know what? You know, that's an upset brewing. No Westbrook. I think OKC wins that one 5-6 games. They're already on the 2-1 record against Houston this regular season. Dallas and Clippers, I think it'd be fun, but I think the Clippers in five.
Yeah, just know they had nothing for Kawhi, right? And I love Luka, but
nothing.
Or
Nuggets,
George.
Nuggets, Utah, sneaky good. I don't think a lot of people will get up for it, but that's a series that I'm intrigued with. Young Denver against Utah. And
dude, that Grant dude is he's a player for Denver, man.
Yeah,
I'm falling in love, man.
Jeremy Grant.
It's in his blood or in his genes.
You just wonder with everything that went down with Utah this year with the COVID stuff, Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell, you just wonder if Utah gets eliminated in the first round, whether it's whether it's the end of that run with this core, Joe Ingles, you know, Donovan Mitchell, Michael Conley Jr., Jr. Like, it may be the end
of
the run
Conley,
for them.
But he, yeah.
I mean, it's not a bad take. You know what's funny is you just mentioned Denver, and you know, you look at these teams down in the bubble, and I always just automatically think of the Warriors, obviously. But, like, a team like that, this is what I – like, some people ask me what I mean when I say, like, things just may be all different after the pandemic. And we, like, Denver's got, like, Porter Jr. and, yeah, okay, Jeremy Grant.
Bowl Bowl.
Young player again. Bowl Bowl.
Quit
might be,
saying
like,
that name.
Like, they – and we haven't even mentioned their best players, Jokic and Murray and I mean – like, they could be a problem for a little while.
Oh, they will. Man. I think, Stidey, they got the –
they're
got
all
the,
young.
They got the playoff experience last year, going to the second round of Game 7.
Yeah, but Goo held
they got
out
a damn
them.
Good coach. Yeah, they got a damn good coach, too,
yeah,
though. I like Malone.
Yeah, Mike Malone. And he I rips him. Did you hear him rip him
last
so night?
Funny.
I missed what he said.
What did he say, Stidey? He basically said, we can't guard. We stink on defense. What was the exact quote?
I can't – I mean, he says a lot of stuff right. like – you know, that's a loss tonight because we think we're good. We think we're
See,
good,
I like that
and
stuff.
We can just
All
go
right.
out and play.
Wow.
And that's what happened. You know, he's
pretty, I like that.
I like Mike Malone.
No, I like that. In the East, you got the Sixers and Celtics, which I think lost a lot of sizzle with Ben Simmons being out.
And now Embiid's hand, is that something
yeah,
up with his hand?
Philly's just
oh, no, Embiid's got a
wrist,
boo-boo. No kidding.
Yeah,
yeah
wrist
boo-boo.
Injury.
That's what
wrist
it is.
Injury,
yeah.
Which may have me out on him if the Warriors were trying to If they were to try to deal for Joel Embiid. Raptors, Nets, yeah, the East, the first round of the Eastern Conference. I mean, Indiana-Miami has some intrigue, I guess.
I agree. I think that's going to be a really good yeah. series. It's just it doesn't have a lot of star power.
Nope.
But those are two good teams. And whichever yeah. one advances, I don't know offhand what bracket they're in.
4-5. They play Milwaukee next round in the second round. Miami, yeah, I think – remember we talked about that when Miami beat
I
up
like
on Milwaukee
yeah.
and South Beach. Miami's a – boy, they were up – and weren't they just up like 20 on Milwaukee? Milwaukee had that great rally, but there was no Jimmy
yeah,
Butler
yeah.
in that game. I think somebody else was out in that one. Miami can – they can wreck that bracket in the Eastern Conference. That is for sure. Playoffs coming up next week. We'll see who's in the play-in or the AC for the Western Conference between Portland, Memphis, Phoenix – and San Antonio. We're going to have some fun next segment. National Left-Handers Day. Who's your top five lefties when it comes – your starting five when it comes to the NBA? Ooh. Who's your – give us five lefties. They could be batters, pitchers. Who's your best lefties when it comes to Major League Baseball? And your top three left-handed quarterbacks in the NFL. Top three left-handed quarterbacks on your list here. National Left-Handers Day. We'll celebrate that right here on BSNG. Daryl DeGuru, Johnson, Matt Steinmetz, Bonte Hill. And it's all brought to you by Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromises.